Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. The Now Network presents Women's
Amen. Amen. We had a difficulty in the muting. I hope you can hear me now. Welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard. This is our introduction show for a new hostess for Women Speak Now. God bless you all for joining us. Yes, Women Speak Now is the movement for all women, and it's for believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, of empowerment, of trust, and coming together as one in Christ. Women Speak Now broadcast on the Now Network is dedicated to real talk, to deal with real issues, and to find real godly solutions. We seek the truth without compromising the Word of God. We speak the truth only from a biblical perspective. We believe that all those who worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. Check your Bible, John 4:24. We are calling all women, and yes, this is Pastor E, it just in the forefront, but this is what Women Speak Now is all about. We are calling all women of truth to join the movement of power of one. Bring your real voice, your real issues, and a real listening heart as women speak now and be heard. This, I'm excited because God is just full of growth. And not only here on the Now Network, but through the Now Network and the covenants that we made, I'm just so gracious and so just honored to be a part of Minister Michelle's elevation. She's now launched her education, and her ministry is still flowing, Elite Kingdom Ministries, Elite Kingdom Women. She has a lot of things going on there, but God has really provoked her unto purpose by what we've been doing here over the last 2 years together to go and to grow her education. Woo, glory be to God. Somebody ought to put your hands together and say, if she can do it, I can too. But in that point and purpose, we go to another level, and God opens up doors. And that's why we're here tonight. I want to introduce my sister, my friend, my homegirl, my minister in arm, my covenant partner, you name it. We are family, and that goes for you too. But without any further ado, I want to present to others Minister Monique Gerard Haley out of Houston, Texas, originally out of Cali. Welcome, woman of God. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Welcome.
I'm blessed. I got a bunch of different mic going on, and I'm talking, and I couldn't hear myself on my secondary. So I figured, you know, but something's right. So I had to, something's wrong. So I had to get it right. But here we are. Thank God nobody hung up, and we've got plenty callers on board. But welcome to Women Speak Now as part of the team here on the Now Network, taking on this mantle of every third Thursday here on the Now Network.
I tell you, boy, I'm just so excited and just so honored to be a part of what God is doing in this season, and, you know, not just in my life, but what he's doing in other lives, and seeing just the growth, you know, and the matureness of what is going on. And I'm just so excited that you are giving me the opportunity to be a part of this awesome ministry and network, and I am just truly humbled and honored, and I don't take this for granted at all.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna be transparent with you, and Minister Michelle probably tell you, I probably said the same thing to her. We are ride or die. Take that. You can take that to the bank. But I had nothing to do with you being anointed for this season in this position. This was all God. This is truly not our will network. And we just listen to the Lord and we follow. And when people say yes to the invitation that God tells us to give, we know that it's in agreement. So thank you for being in agreement with God says.
Yeah, you are so welcome. Yes, I just, you know, my thing is to just, you know, do as well. And, you know, we talked about this and just being nervous. But it's just, you know, I even said to myself earlier today, you know, I was kind of nervous. But it's just that feeling that when you just know, you know, I said, man, when you know God got you, that's just it. You don't even have to worry. You just move.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And it's, like you said, it just flows. And, you know, it's just, you know, you just know God is doing it. It's not forced. And I say, you know what, God, whatever it is, whatever you want me to say, whatever you want me to do, you know, I'm just open. And I said, I've learned so much from you, not even knowing you that long, and just pushing me. And, I mean, I'm just excited. I am just so excited what's going on. And, I'm excited for others because I know whatever God is doing in my life, he can do in so many others' lives, and he's no respecter of a person. So,
all the glory
just goes to him. So, it's awesome.
Well, you know, I'll be very transparent with you. You are not alone.
No.
Everybody that comes on this network, and I'm telling you, because this is really, even for me, even every broadcast, I was sitting there and I'm just getting into Houston. I got the grandkids, got my daughter here, just seeing family, all the energy, and I look at my watch and I say, I got a show. I'm just so, then I got nervous, you know, so don't feel alone. I got nervous too, and I'm like, oh, now.
I look at you guys, and I'm like, Michelle, you know, you guys got it so down packed, the times, and, you know, you're constantly on. So it's not like you know, you don't get a break. So it's like, you could be traveling. Okay, I got to go on at 8. So that's when I said, you know what, when you just said relax, and I'm like, okay, that's it. Yeah. I said, because, you know, I'm preparing one time, but I said, you do this constantly. So I said, okay, just relax.
Well,
you know, my kids.
We are truly excited what God is doing. And I just, you know, as to be one who's been given the opportunity, and this not only this is a testimony really, to be given the opportunity to be a part, not to be the one, not to be the cause, not to be the reason, but to be the part to see God moving in a brother or a sister's lives. That's what really, I mean, I really get joy out of this.
And I'm
ready for the ride myself.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So let's do this. I know a lot of people listening tonight, and let me tell you right now, the board is full. For your first broadcast, we're doing really good, and it seemed like every broadcast, all of the women's now, you know, even ever since we've done the transition, all the numbers have been consistent. Nothing has dropped. You know, like you lose a host, you think, all right, well, I'm gonna lose some call. The numbers have stayed consistent, and tonight they are right there. I'm even surprised to see a couple of numbers on here that I know personally. So let's introduce you, and I want to give you an opportunity. I'm not into bios and sending out people resumes and stuff like that, but tell everybody about first Monique, the woman, that wife, that mother, that entrepreneur. Let our listeners know what kind of flavor are they going to be receiving from Minister Monique.
Okay, well, first off, I'm a wife, a mother of 3 kids, and just as God began to deal with me, you know, moving into my purpose and my calling, I have such a passion for young women. And, you know, I would just reach out on my own to, you know, younger kids and just people and people that I would come in contact with and, you know, meeting different people and just talking to them and just starting to realize that, you know, I was, you know, always, you know, I had a lot of, you know, different things I dealt with in my life, but, you know, I knew that God was calling me to do different things. I didn't know how to go about it. So for me, the biggest thing was, you know, I had a prayer life. I was like, you know what, when, you know, you're going through, you pray for yourself, you pray for other people. And then people started reaching out to me, you know, to pray for them. And I was always kind of one of those ones that, you know, no, I'm not trying to be on a platform. You know, I don't have a problem being behind the scene. You know, I'm just going to go and move. And, you know, if somebody asked me to do something. So, you know, God just began to deal with me with people and really kind of sharing, you know, my testimony. And, you know, because I was more like, okay, well, you know, I'm not ordained. You know, I don't know as much as this person. But really, it just started with what God has just placed in me, the love that I have for people and seeing that, you know, you don't have to have all these titles. You know, when you just, you know, ultimately just show yourself, like I said, being transparent, you know, because it's just amazing in this time that what God is doing when I really just open myself to say yes, because, you know, a lot of it was just fear and, you know, no, I'm not ready. No, it's not the time. And then I thought to myself, when is ever the time? But it's not about that. Whatever God equips you with, you know, he's going to give you the tools and everything you need to do it. And, you know, it's just natural. So I know eventually down the road, I really would like to, you know, have a nonprofit organization with women and just really, you know, reaching out to them. Because one thing I know that I see so much that's going on is, you know, suicides and so many people are depressed. And, you know, I thought about when I was in that state of my 20s and depression and anxiety and things that just kept me from not moving forward, things that I knew that I was capable of and, you know, had dreams, because we all have dreams, goals, and visions, but a lot of times we don't move into them because of, you know, the fear or not just that, but the different things that are attacking our minds. We're not free. We're not free to move and walk into our destiny. So as I begin to get free and, you know, realize that the power's on the inside of me and I don't have to fear and I'm not, you know, looking for approval to man, my approval comes, you know, to God, and then having my daughters, and then, you know, you're raising kids that are, you know, dealing with society and all the things that bring, and it just for me was, and then a lot of it too is me and my husband, we have really, I believe this is one of the ministries I tell my husband, and I say, you know, I don't know how it's going to begin, but, you know, we've had so many kids that we took in our home, you know, when we lived in Cali, from Arizona and Texas, and just the people in our lives and, you know, things that, you know, they come over and I'm talking to them. And, you know, and the thing about it is it's not judging them. It's loving people where they're at. Because, you know, I thank God for the people that embrace me and love me and told me this will pass and you'll get through it. But, you know, we can't preach at people. We got to really sit there and listen to what's going on, but let them know that, you know, it's going to change. You know, come as you are. And, you know, God's going to do it. You don't have to, you know, so many people say, well, you know, I'm not ready and I don't want to give up all that. The thing about it, I had to tell myself, I said, this is the best thing I could have did because it's the joy that I have. It's the peace that I ultimately have. I didn't always have this. And people think, oh, you have a husband. You have a great husband. You know, you have awesome kids, all of that. But for so long, I didn't have that. And I really like to, you know, tell that story because people tend to look at you.
I was just going to say because this is your second time around now. If there's another woman out there that needs to hear that story just because it didn't work the first time.
That's my biggest thing. I was saying that. Yes.
Yes.
I was saying that that's really what, you know, even when I was praying before, like I was saying, okay, well, how am I going to go about doing, you know, the network? And I said, well, you know, I'm not going to get so caught up into that. I'm going to do it the way Michelle's been doing it as God leads me. But that's just the biggest thing that, you know, I see, like I said, with younger people and somebody to be encouraged and somebody to know that if, you know what, if you just give God a try and turn your life over and stop trying to do it your way. Because, I mean, I've done it my way and tried and stuff, and it just doesn't work. But don't beat yourself up. You know what I mean? Just don't have to.
Come on now. I think we found your niche. I think we didn't already. Remember I told you earlier? I said, let's go unscripted. Let's just start to communicate. And I think we've already fit you. You've already called your show, what we're talking about.
That's the thing, though, Pastor. It's so true because when I was earlier, you know, I was just really thinking hard. And even before when I talked to you earlier, I said, I'm going to come with, you know, my topic. Because, you know, in my mind, I already was thinking that that's how we were going to present it. We were going to start off already today with that. But it's amazing how God, right away, God's like, no, you know, this is what, you know, I'm calling you to do. This is something that you're passionate about. And you know, if Three says that's okay to do that, you know, move in that area that you want to touch people, that you want to, you know, reach out to people. So I said, well, I'll talk about it tonight. And like I said, you know, I can always change up, but I know truly that's where my heart is. It's just even before I was talking to you, I was talking to some family members.
I can't see a change up. I see the anointing.
It's confirmation tonight.
And this is confirmation saying that your passion. See, you know, I think you've probably heard me say this before. Is that, you know, like even in planning churches and growing leaders and hiring employees, if you go about trying to find the people who have a passion for what you need them to do, you'll get a better job done because now they're not doing something for you. They're really doing something they like to do. And then eventually they'll grow and start doing their own thing. See, this is when God gets involved in covenant. See, covenant is about doing what God has put in you already. Oh, my God.
Come on. Because that's what I was just saying, because I was so trying to, you know, get a format. And I said, but I thought about, so when the Holy Spirit moves, you know, it's going to change up. I said, how many times you've gone to hear a sermon and the pastor has all this information, and you know what, it's nothing that he prepared for, he even says. It's totally, you know, the Holy Spirit just having his way.
That's why I don't prepare no more. I just study.
Yeah, because I listen to you, and the stuff that comes out, and you be like, that was the Holy Spirit. I mean, that's just it. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? Well, God, you know, has placed in me, you, or whoever. That's what he has. I can't preach like somebody else. I can't present it
like somebody else.
I said, I have to just present it the way I know. This is just the only way I know, too. I don't know no other, you know, I just don't know no other way. And a lot of times I'll say other things and people just, they'll just come in right away and say, Monique, say it the way, you know, the way you say it, that's you. And see, it's confirmation that you're telling me this because, you know, I was just thinking in my mind, okay, how I'm going to do this and how I'm going to go about it. I said, but, you know, that's just helping me. That's really helping me.
I love you keep touching on that mind thing.
Yeah.
I just love that you keep touching it. You said it about four times. How I keep encouraging you to do something with your mind.
And we talk about that so much. And I was just telling a family member today, because I think about me, like I said, coming in contact with you and listening to your ministry and listening to you. And I told somebody earlier, because she might be on, but I told her this. And I said, it's what's so amazing is, I said, it's certain things that you can just hear. And you might have heard it from somebody else over and over. I said, but it's maybe the way they said it. I said, but it's really, and I tell you all the time, I said, that model's with my kids. Get up in your mind, get up in your thinking. And I said, you know, it's dying to your mind daily, because we know that these things are going to come against us. We know that things are going to rise
right
against the mind. I said, but if we, you know, of course, allow these things to take over, it becomes a distraction. And I said, you know what? I can no longer be distracted. I've been distracted too long.
Oh,
I don't have no
God.
More time to be
Woo,
distracted.
Jesus.
I said, it's time for me to walk in everything that God has, some and more. And it's time for me to help push other women and younger women to their purpose. And that's, you know, that's what I see. I see it, and you know, I see it so clearly. And I said, you know what, Lord?
Ooh,
you know, sometimes you don't understand how it's going to happen.
Tonight is your night.
I just know that, you know what?
A birthday.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is a birthday night. What do they call those women that stood in the gap? Mother. What? Oh my God, I can't remember. Do I have an old school person on the line that can remind me of what it was when a woman was going into labor? She had a what did they call it?
Oh, the midwife?
Do I have a midwife on the line? Because we got a birthing going on here on Women Speak Now. I need a midwife to dial one right now.
Yes.
Do I have a midwife on the line?
Yes.
We birthed some children up in here. I can't do it, though. I can't do it. As much as I know I can do all things, I really need a midwife to dial one on Women Speak Now tonight.
I know, because I know what you're trying to say, but I know it, but I can't think of. But well, like birthing. Are you talking about like the birthing process?
No. You said it. No, you said it. No, see, right now we were talking about the conception. Now you're birthing. I need a midwife to come in here and let you have labor. So when we leave the show tonight, you already got your baby in your hand. You walking away.
It's time to look. I'm getting ready to push.
Wait. I know who you're. I'm gonna throw somebody on the bus to be your midwife. Wait. Where's she at?
Okay.
Evangelist Virginia Valley Valentine. Will you be her midwife? Cause she's for the push. It's birthing time here on the network.
Yes, man of God, I'll be here. Hello.
Yes, hello, Virginia.
Well, hello, Melissa Monique.
Yes, hello.
I was a midwife.
What you say?
I was delivered by a midwife.
Wow.
Oh my God.
See, come on.
So
yes,
what better place to be in than a midwife right now?
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Well, I want you to, midwife, this is what I need you to do. I need you to pray for Minister Monique, because she's about to push. And when she pushes, she's about to give birth to this vision of the third Thursday of every Women Speak Now. And I already know young ladies out there need to hear this discussion. This is anointed from God, because I've been praying for this. Can I get some young folks talk to on this broadcast?
Yes.
And now God
yes.
has just delivered me,
yes.
so I'm birthing too. So I need a birth. I need a midwife from you too.
Yes, Lord. Woo, Jesus. Come on.
So pray us into this thing, woman of God.
Yes, Melissa Monique.
Yes.
Come on,
thank you, Lord.
Come on and get ready to push.
Yes.
Come on and get ready to push.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on in the name of Jesus and get ready to push.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You have so much on the inside of you. You have so much that God has breathed inside of you. Come on and push. Push.
Thank you.
Push.
Thank you, Lord.
You need to push.
Push.
It's time for you to release this baby and let it go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Push it in me, Lord.
Come on and push.
Jesus.
You are ready to deliver.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are ready to deliver.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Push. Let it flow. Come on.
Yes,
let this flow tonight in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord God.
In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord, push. Thank you, Jesus. Push.
I said you're the word of God saying push.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord
push.
God. Thank you. I receive.
Thank you, Jesus. I have a moment. Shut down. Oh, push.
Father God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord
push.
God. I thank you for this time,
push.
Lord God, that you've been preparing me.
First division.
It has been
right
there.
It's
been right there. It's been right there. Yes, oh, God,
there.
I receive it. Yes,
there.
Oh, God,
let
thank you, Jesus.
Let
thank you, Lord.
Push.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
one,
you, Jesus.
Two,
thank
three,
you.
Push.
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
It's ready to come out. It's ready to come out. Come on. I need everybody on this line to get ready to receive this blessing. Oh, it's ready to come out.
Let it out. Let it out.
Thank
let
you,
it
Jesus.
Out.
Hallelujah,
it out.
Lord. Oh, God, have your way,
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hey.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let it go.
Thank you,
come
Lord.
On. Push.
Thank you, Jesus.
You
oh, God.
Push. Let's go. Push.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Push.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You spoke to this to me today so
push.
Clearly, Lord.
Push.
It is time to mark this pushing, Lord.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we got some godparents in the house tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Oh, we got some godparents in the house tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I support this child.
Lord God.
I stand in the gap for this child.
Your people, oh God.
To
speak to these
oh my
God.
God,
Father God.
Heal us through this
mercy. They need to be taught to Lord
go.
God. Hallelujah. They're falling to the wayside, oh God. But, oh,
heal
God,
us, Jesus.
Children, oh God. God, equip
me,
oh God. Equip me, Father God, to love them where they're at, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, the mighty name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now, Pastor DeWayne, as a man, I need you to come in and pray as a covering for this birthing right now here on this network. Oh, my God. I am in such a place, I can't pray. Come on, man, God. I need you to pray as a covering.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I pray right now, the Father, in the name of Jesus, that by covering of mind, a heart, a soul, a body, Father God, let this birth come forth, God. Let this birth come forth, God. Let the will be done, God. Lord, we trust in your will. We trust in your ways, God. Lord, you say it's nothing too hard with you, God. Anything
oh, in the name of Jesus.
Father God, we
pray
to recognize your name, Jesus. We let it come forth, God. We let it come forth.
Thank
full
you,
power.
Jesus.
With full identity,
thank
God.
You, Lord,
to
God.
Together, power and authority. God,
thank
yes,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God.
God.
Hallelujah.
That you will be glorified. God,
hallelujah.
You let it come to pass. You said no weapon formed against you. Let it walk in the left.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. This is right now, God. This is her season. Let her season come to pass, God. Let her season come forth, God.
Thank you, Lord.
God, let her season be pleased with his eyes for the season. Father, God, give her the truth. Give her the knowledge. Give her the wisdom. Give her the anointing, God, that she can swear over
Scorpion.
That she can swear over Scorpion, God.
Thank you, Jesus, oh, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
She has faith. In the
mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, let every demon be cursed right now in the name of Jesus, God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God.
Come on, let's not disregard it in the mighty
name
of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Written on the name of Jesus, God, that she would declare
Jesus.
She would walk
Jesus.
She would speak Jesus. She would eat Jesus. She would think Jesus. She
would
manifest Jesus. Written on the name of Jesus, God. That's what we trust you, Jesus. We say, let it come to pass.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Because you go first.
Thank you. I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
This is what we ask in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, as we have heard, and as we have covered Now we pray for positioning.
Yes,
we pray for,
yes,
Lord, that as we get out of ourselves, Lord, that you put us in the correct position to give you all that we have, to give you the best that we can give, to give you everything that you deserve. So, Lord,
thank
we thank you today, Lord,
thank
that the positioning cannot be bound by the world. The positioning cannot be defeated by man. The positioning cannot be distracted by self. But, Lord, in positioning, we say have your complete
way.
Take total control right now.
Yes, oh God. In the name of
In positioning,
Jesus.
We understand that anything that's not pleasing to you will be be bound right now. Oh my gosh.
Yes, anything.
And we understand
like
that
you,
in
God.
Your position, that everything you have will be loosed now in the mighty name of your Son Jesus. Lord. So we just stand in position and raise our hands and say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. First, it is done, finished, and complete.
Yes. It's done. Hallelujah.
Thank you that
Jesus.
Now we can see
Hallelujah.
You clearly in the spirit that we are now done, finished, and complete.
Yes,
and then,
God,
Lord, we
you,
thank you that
thank
as we step
Jesus.
In your position, that you'll have your way in our lives
today.
Have
your way, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Give us the
declare.
Right words to speak.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give us the right mannerism to use. Give us the right strategic
you,
message
you,
to reach the lost and unsaved without any worthily gain.
Yes.
Oh, take us out the equation to try to make money on you,
out, oh God,
but give us the opportunity to give away your free love.
Thank you, Jesus. All about you, Jesus.
In positioning with you, we thank you tonight. We
thank
praise you tonight.
Thank
we honor
you
tonight
you,
that
Jesus.
Is done, finished, and complete.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank
in
you,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, we pray.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh,
I want to give you an opportunity. I know the anointing is heavy on you right now. I want to give you an opportunity to share at this moment, Minister Monique. We still got some time left. We want to open the lines, but I want to give you an opportunity just to share. What's in store? What's in store now? You birthed the baby. You've now been covered, and now you've been positioned. What can we look forward to here on the third Thursday of every month here on the Now Network until God says different? What is God putting in your heart? Who are we going
to
be reaching?
I have to say this because I'm going to tell you just how God is awesome. You know, I was talking to you and had my papers written down and just the way I thought in the format that I was going to continue to follow. I was sitting at the table earlier with my daughter, and my daughters know my passion, and people have called me, young kids talking about suicide, the stuff that my kids come and talk to me. And my daughter, that's why I was crying, because it just hit me so hard. She said, Mom, she said, you cannot, I'm about to cry again. She said, you cannot move from what God has set up for you. She said, your heart and your passion for people. And she said, just like you telling me, because I was telling her, I said, I would like to have something, where the show is, everybody would be involved. It's not, just cater to young people, but to really reach young people and let them just, call in and talk, but have, my daughters come on the show. Have my daughters, open it up to where, I always talk to them and talk to their friends because, all my kids, they're saved and their friends are. But what is it like walking in this millennium and this generation trying to be a true witness for Christ and not having to deal with the media and things, coming against them? And I was just, talking to her, but she said, Mom, that's your ministry right there. Because I was telling her, I said, well, I'm going to do it this way and this and that. And she said, Mom, that's it right there. Don't change from that. She said, exactly what you're telling me. And, so even when she was saying that, I still, went away and I was like, okay, well, no, I'm going to do it, this way. But even as I began to pray before I called you, that's all I could see in my spirit. I could just see droves and droves of kids and people just calling in and people just crying out to God and just seeing a move of
God
like never before. I mean, it was just so... I just seen that, and I said, you know, I'm saying, okay, well, I'm going to do it this, and then I said, well, as the Lord leads me to do that, but the Lord was already saying, I'm equipping you for such a time as this. This is what you're going to be doing. I'm going to equip you. You're going to move into that, and everything you need to do, and, and how to go about it and talk about it, because, I know I don't know everything. I'm still learning a lot. I don't know, and I tell you, Pastor, all the time, but I just want to know so much. I'm constantly reaching out to people that, that know more and things, to help me. And I'm always asking you different things, I could do. But I just know that when you said that and you were saying that's confirmation. I knew that, and I said, you know, you really can't get from that. I mean, you're saying that, okay, I'm going to do it this way and I'm going to just stick to that. But I remember you kept saying, you said, you do it the way God is, you know, calling you to do it. You know, this is your platform. You do this. So I just wanted to say that because really, you know, when I was crying, it was just, it's just a joy that I can't even explain it. It's just awesome.
Oh, my God.
I'm just in awe because I just know that so many people, you know, like I come in contact or even just, you know, talking to and saying little simple things and people are like, if I just had somebody that I could share with, you know, and be a place for people to, like you said, to just call and whatever they're going through, you know, openly discuss it. And then, you know, things that, you know, that I know that you know more about me that they can, you know, talk to later. But just, you know, a place where you don't have to be afraid. And, I mean, you know that, you know, like you said, it's not just for the believer. It's for the non-believer. There's so many people that need to be reached. And, you know, so many people are, you know, going through so many things. And I got, you know, people in my family. And I even told, you know, some of my family members, I said, you need to, you know, get on this. I said, you need to just, you know, listen in and understand that, you know, you're not alone. Because sometimes, you know, people don't want to talk, you know, to certain people. I said, but at the end of the day, I know that this is, you know, it's just awesome. Because, like I said, I didn't have
that
this was,
you know,
kind of.
And that's where, you know, as I shared with you before, really unscripted. I get out of the way
as being given the
opportunity to lead and guide this network. I've learned that giving people scripts and giving people this, they start doing things the way you do things. God said if it's really going to be the Now Network, it has to be not only not your will, but not their will either. So it has to be a submission of everyone saying, let's listen.
Yes.
How do we listen? We listen without a script. We listen just by talking to one another.
Yes.
This can help a marriage tonight. That if a lot of marriages just would talk, you'll learn the solutions. People at work, if you just talk, you'll find the solution to get through.
Yes.
And I'm just so gracious for tonight because it has been dynamic. One thing I want to do before we open the lines, I see Apostle Barbara, our week two host for Women Speak Now on the queue. Going to bring her in right now. But before we go any further, I want to get something out of the way. Can I ordain you right now? You're ordained.
Wow.
Let's get that out of the way. You're ordained now. Because if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, when you become a new creation in Christ, you are now ordained as a minister of reconciliation. What is reconciliation?
Making the wrong right. Come on.
You just said you want to help people understand that they can make the wrong. See, you have just been ordained a minister of the gospel without a degree, without a seminary class, without any, without anything else other than understanding the word of God and knowing that when you become new in him, you are a minister.
Right. That's right. And you know what?
So let's get that out the way. Come on, let's get that one out the way.
But yeah.
Minister of the gospel, of reconciliation, Monique, you are ordained now, and we are going to grow to that level. We're here on the network.
Oh,
we can ordain you and get your position, what you need, anything, paperwork, anything legitimate to be legitimate. We do have that here at the Now Network, but that is not our protocol.
Yeah.
The word of God is our protocol. He said, if you just be in him, you are a minister. So it's time to get to work. Amen.
Apostle Barbara,
we want to welcome you to the broadcast tonight. Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Minister Monique.
I give honor to each and every one of you that have spoken and said the beautiful words. I just want to encourage Minister Monique that the Bible says when you make the first step, he makes the second.
And so
with you stepping out,
you stepping out by saying
that you will do it. And you spoke. So when the people that's in the right position pushed and helped you and was there, God placed the right people around you to help you push and give birth.
So when you gave birth
and you pushed that baby out, then God has to make provisions for that baby.
That baby
would have nurture, it would have love, it would have all the support that you need, and the man of God has just given you that. So when you gave birth to that baby, you had to be in the right position at the right time to push
right.
that baby.
Come on, come
and
on.
And so when
come
God,
on.
When God's hand is in it, under the ocean, you, like you said, you don't have to have a title. You don't have to know what others know. You work on what God gave you
see,
to do.
The, yes,
you don't have
come
to
on,
think,
come on.
You don't have to sound like nobody else.
Nobody else.
It, you got to take baby steps for that baby.
Yes, yes,
that
baby that's
can,
right.
That
yes.
Deal
ooh,
baby
hallelujah,
so you push the baby.
Thank
that baby got to start off on breast milk.
Yes,
that baby
thank
get through with
hallelujah.
The breast milk, then it can graduate to a little food, little cereal with the breast milk. And when you get through with that, then God start nursing that baby can start forming. Then you got to give that baby some solid food. And so as you take those steps with that baby and loving on that baby and giving that baby the right food, then see, when you start helping these little young women and different ones, you're feeding that baby. You're bringing
yes.
that baby to the right position, bringing them to Christ. And when Christ take over, you've done your part because you got to cover them. You got to keep praying, and then you got help
yes.
around you
yes.
to push
yes.
and encourage you because
come
you give out, give
oh,
out.
You
got some strong people around you in the ministry
yes.
because
yes.
it is called the now. And when
no,
you do
yes.
things for God now, like the man
now,
of God was encouraging
yes.
you, I'm getting
yes.
you stuff.
Yes.
You do you because you're in Christ Jesus,
Jesus.
And you made
yes.
that step. You gave that baby. You pushed that baby. Now you
thank
swallow
you,
that baby in some clothes. And then what did that baby have for clothes? It has swallowing clothes. It
yes.
didn't have
yes.
the nice clothes that everybody else had. They had to take stuff from what they were wearing. And then that baby was born in a manger.
Manger, yes.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
It wasn't in
thank
no hospital.
Yes.
All that little shit. Because see, Jesus. Look at what you had to go through to get to point A, B, and C.
Yes.
Yes. You've been through some
yes.
things. You, the Bible said when you reign with me, I'll reign with you.
Yes.
I need a little bullshit. See, nobody knows your hurt and your pain.
No.
And when God makes you whole, and the only way you can be made whole, woman of God, when you've been made whole, woman of God, then God can make them whole because you're being made whole by answering and saying, yes, God, I surrender, I do your will.
Yes.
And so as you being made whole in God, then God will make other people whole because you know what those little children go through. You know what those teenagers go through. You know where the young and the old go through. We all got skeletons in our closet.
Yes,
we
yes,
all
yes.
have been through some type of abuse and knocked down,
yes.
drag out, and this and that.
Yes.
It ain't no perfect Christian in the world.
No,
because if it
yes.
was, we all be sitting on the right hand of the
yes.
cross.
Come on, come
so
on.
So it
yes.
takes days. And months.
Yes.
And as that baby grow older to get into the 18s and 19s, look how many years it takes to cultivate. But God is doing something for America. God is moving
yes.
on this earth. And he's
yes.
a right now God. So you
yes.
be encouraging. You know who you are in God. You know
yes.
your identity.
Yes.
Praise
oh,
God. You don't need
you,
a measuring
Jesus.
Stick or a yard stick. So, well,
yes.
I can't, Like the man of God said, I'm not going to hear that. This is a now. You start
no,
where you're
and
at
that's,
God
that's,
and where
saying,
you
that's
are.
What I told him. He has
yes.
put that in me now. We will do better now. Not tomorrow,
yes.
not next week, now. Hallelujah.
Right
now.
Hallelujah. We'll do better right now.
Right now.
I felt that woman of God. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
No limit. No limit.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you, y'all.
No
I just
thank
had
you.
To say something. You, I just won't say
oh,
nothing,
yeah.
but I was
thank
my
you.
Surroundings
thank
of noise.
Thank you.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. God bless
thank you.
You keep on
thank
doing
you.
What you're
yes.
doing.
Thank
and
you
as you grow doing this, then you're giving back to the community. You're giving back
yes.
to the world. This is
yes.
to the nation. So
yes.
as you give
yes.
back, praise
yes.
God, then God begins to elevate you.
Yes.
Because this
thank
is
you.
Now. This is
yes.
now. Like you said, you don't need a certificate. You got
yes.
one from God. God put
thank
his
you.
Hands on you. God chose by
thank
your mother's womb. God
yes.
said, look
thank
at people
you.
And he draw the fruit. See, you'll know them by the fruit. And so
yes.
your fruit
yes.
is all around you. And
yes.
that's why they're going to
yes.
continue to keep coming and coming and coming. And
thank
people
you.
All over the world will be asking questions. It's not just the young, but it's everybody. We all
yes.
God's
yes.
children.
Everybody.
Yes.
Never
yes.
stop
yes.
growing
no
until.
Limit.
Yes, yes.
No
thank
limit.
You.
Come on,
there's
no limit.
There's no limit in God. It's
thank
until.
You, Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was born by a midwife. Hey, glory to God.
Yes.
Ooh, hallelujah. God carried me. He carried me for 9 long months.
And then I've been going through ever since because I wanted a charity cross. Because when you're a PK kid and you see them preaching, I want to be just like that. I want to be just like Jesus. Because that's in you and you can't take it out of the person.
No, you can't.
Oh, God. You can't. You can't wash it away. You can't get rid of it. And the more we try to go and do our own thing in our
own
way, go this way and that way, like the man of God told you, do it God's way. Like you you had papers lined it all out. And you couldn't even get to it because you had to move
by
the Spirit so God could get in between those lines and word your mouth. He said, open your mouth and I'll fill your mouth. Don't look at the face. Thank God we ain't got to look at nobody.
We
can just speak the word. We can send the word.
Thank God we don't have to worry about nobody.
That's what I like about street ministry, street corner, the way the man of God does it.
Why not go back to your first love? Yes, the foundation. Thank you, Lord. Look at all the babies being birthed. Oh my God. Look, I'm listening to you guys, the women speak down crew coming on board. I'm just like, wow, I could get out the way. I didn't have to be here tonight.
My God, look at all these babies.
Thank you, sometimes we can be in the gospel, woman of God.
We can be in the gospel for 20, 30 years, and sometimes to get on a new level, a new domain, we got to start all over like a baby.
See, that's what the lady told me today.
You can never stay on the same level. If you do it, something's wrong.
You got to keep moving.
Something is hindering you. You're doing some type of sin, or you ain't reading, you ain't studying, it's something, you ain't fasting, you ain't, you're not spending time in the presence of God. You got to spend time with that man.
That man
calls you your time. He's a jealous God.
You can't make your job be more than God.
If you do, he'll pull you to the corner and you'll be hollering, Lord, I want to go. God said, what I tell you? What I tell you? Didn't I tell you to pay attention to me? Did I tell you to hear me? Listen to me. I'll give you more money than what you're working for.
Come on.
And I got benefits. I'll take care of you.
Wait. What'd you say? He give you benefits.
He give you benefits. And his benefits is better than the government. He said, I told y'all, he said, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the rest of the world.
You better know what you can receive.
Oh, God, come on.
God,
you
put him first. You made him first. He's mandatory. If I make this car my baby more than Christ, he'll take that away. But
he started out with a little thing.
Well, he said if you make him first.
It's not about murder.
Look, he said if you make him first, you don't have to worry about nothing else.
And then fill in the old man. See, he want to put the new man on, so new wine, new skin. Because if we keep doing it by measures of faith, what about your holy faith? What about your God-given faith after you done graduated from the measures of faith? He want to take it to his faith, his level, not yours, not what you can see. Not what you're doing, not your harvest. What about God's harvest? What about how much he wants to give you more than what you ever had?
Come on, oh God, right there. That's a shout right there. Hallelujah.
When he decreases, he does the increase.
He increases, that's right.
It ain't about how loud I talk or how I'm trying to preach or say a scripture. It's about the suffering I paid. I had to carry that cross. Forget my title. Jesus. My title can't do nothing for me. It's about what you open my mouth, God.
That's right. Oh, God. Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's about when I go and I say, I want this, and I want this from my father, my daddy, my papa. He's Jehovah. My Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, my Lord than enough. Come on.
Not to the flesh, but obedience to him.
Oh my God, girl, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I'm listening. Like I said, this is good. This is a way to kick.
See, this is how you birth things. This is something that we probably need to talk more in depth here on the network because there's a lot of people out there pregnant. Not with,
no.
with physical babies, but pregnant with spiritual babies
with spiritual
that don't
knowledge.
Know how to go through the process to birth something that you
Sir,
cannot
come
see.
On now. Come on, come yeah. on. I just had a talk with somebody about this, and that's what I see that. It's like you're right there. But they not, yeah, they can't
Everybody's
get it out.
Everybody's right there. That's all,
right.
That was a holy, wait a minute. That was one of them Holy Ghost high fives. I don't care where you at. In the, I don't care where you at. In the spirit, there was a Holy Ghost high five.
I'm telling you, it is.
There's people right there on the birthing tape already.
No, it's. I mean, they are so ready. They are so ready.
And don't know
so
how to
ready.
Get rid of it.
No, and don't know how to don't know how to push it out. Don't know how to. Just it's, so it's just lingering. It's just lingering on. And days is just passing. Months is passing. And I mean, that's what I you know I was seeing when you was talking to me. I just seen it, and I was just like, okay, well, you know, eventually. And then I just kept hearing in the spirit, now, now is the time. What are you waiting for? Now is the time. I'm going to equip you with everything you need. Now is the time. Go forth. Move now. Move now.
Yes.
My
yeah,
God.
That's right.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
And then I know he told you, and I got you messing with somebody who ain't going to let you do nothing but now.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, because, see, that's what I said. When I, even if I'm not listening to you, and it's I hear you in my spirit, even if, you know, it's things I'm dealing with or something, and I said, oh, no, die to that flesh, die to that, I'm casting that down. I'm moving now. I'm getting up, walking, moving in my purpose now. Ain't no time for that. I got things to do now. And, I mean, when you begin to, I was telling somebody, so when you begin to keep, just keep saying that, and when you see your God, when you really truly see yourself how God sees you, and you know, and you're not just talking this and you believe it, then you really, you just walking in it. You ain't even looking back. I was just saying these last couple of months, I mean, I've just seen, oh, man, just, what God is, it just showed me. But I see it so clearly because it's me really believing, and I'm not just saying, and I'm not just throwing a scripture out there. I got to believe what I'm saying. And if I'm telling people
yeah.
all of this, you know, I could sit here and call you up and say, girl, yeah, read this, and, you know, you do this. But at the end of the day, if I get off the phone
well,
and
look,
I'm going
you
back
be,
and saying, I'm
we
not
gotta,
sure.
And that's what's so good, because we got to learn to become believable.
That's it. When you see me or when I see you, see, when I look at you, it's believable. I don't second guess nothing. I say, you know what he says, what he believes, and what he's saying is just like you always tell us when you're saying stuff, you constantly encouraging yourself. Because, you know, we have to. People sometimes say, oh, girl, how did you get to that point? You got it all together. No. I've been through a lot, but through my pain, I mean, it's brought me to my purpose. And, I mean, and I can't say it enough how grateful I am. Because sometimes I say, boy, did it have to hurt this bad? But, I mean, I thank God. Oh, my God, I thank God. Because I know who's been
yeah.
there with me. You know, it's not man. It's ooh, Jesus. Lord,
it's family. No, it's family and
yeah,
it is
yeah,
God.
Family, yeah,
look,
it's family and
been,
God.
This has
people
been a
that
dynamic,
have been putting my life,
this has
like
been dynamic.
I mean, it's
a dynamic kickoff.
Yeah, it's amazing. Because like I said, look, Pastor, I didn't know it was going this way. And I knew what I was, you know, thinking. But I said, you know what, I'm going to just, you know, let him talk to me, and then, you know, start preparing for my next time. And like you said, no, I mean, it just went to the way of the Holy Spirit, and God said, no, it's going this way. You ain't got to try to figure it out and say, okay, I'm going to do this and that. It's exactly what God wants it to be. And I just, oh, I'm just,
and that,
no,
and that's what's
I'm
so dynamic
you.
Is that
yeah.
when we stop trying to figure it out and just do
yeah.
it, all you have to do is say yes.
That's it, and that's it. I remember you
yes.
just tell me. Yeah, I just said, all it is a yes. And I said, because it's nothing. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm not ready. For me, it was never not ready. It was just, you know, saying, well, I don't know if I'm ready to go, you know, to do certain things, or maybe I'm not qualified. And I had to keep getting that out of me. Stop saying you're not worthy. You're worthy in him. You know what I mean? You're worthy in him. He has, he's given it to us. So I had to, you know, and I began when I started speaking that. And I mean, I'm in my prayer closet now, but when I started putting all these things around, you know, my little stickers and just things and stuff, I said, everything you're saying, you have to believe. And as I begin to really believe, I start seeing it. See, when I start seeing it manifest and I'm seeing it in the spirit, that's it. That's it for me. Okay, Lord.
Look,
you know what? I ain't got to doubt.
Somebody
I ain't
else
gotta
is hearing
no
that
more.
Same thing, that when you see it in the spirit, that's it.
That's
look,
it.
We got,
you don't
we
have
got,
to
we got 4 minutes
it.
Left. I want to give you an opportunity to close us out. And just pray us out of here, and just know that we can't wait till the next Thursday to hear Minister Monique launch. I'm just still thinking of a name to even suggest to you, but
I know
that God is going to do a great thing. And just pray us out of here And anybody out there that has been blessed tonight as I have, continue to listen on Thursdays. Every Women Speak Now, every Let's Talk Jesus, listen to every broadcast. Because believe me, God is available here for you when you make yourself available
he
here.
Is.
Go ahead and pray us out, woman of God.
Okay, so Father God, I come to you tonight, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, with open arms, Father God. I just thank you for the opportunity, Father God. Less of me and so much more of you, Father God. I just thank you that you had your way, that I didn't try to come with a script and try to come with a certain way or, you know, having to write it down and look at it, Father God. But, Father God, you just stepped in and moved in. And, Father God, I am so grateful and humble to you, Father God. It's nothing I could have done, but, Father God, I just want to be in your total will. And, Father God, there might be somebody out there, whether young or old, Father God, but that is birthing, that is sitting right there. And, Father God, they it's right there, but they don't know how to push it out. They don't know their next move. But, Father God, all they need is just one word of encouragement, and just knowing that, Father God, you're no respecter of a person. And what you've done for me and done for others that you can do for them, Father God. God, as you know, it's just an awesome thing how we could just come together in fellowship and sup, Father God. But there's so many, Father God, that are in need of so many things and you know, with the world going on and distractions of Father God, you said if we just keep our eyes on you, Father God, and lean not to our own understanding, but lean, Father God, to you, Father God. You said cast every care upon you, Father God. So, Father God, I just want to encourage someone, Father God, that something was said, whether it was me or the different people that were on the call, that, Father God, that something that touched them, just one touch from God, oh God, just one word, Father God, that will just open their hearts and their minds to be receptacle to what you're saying. And you don't have to just clean yourself up. Come as you are. God wants you to just come right now. Come as you are. Just come right now as you are, because there's so many people that are hurting. And it's okay, because I've been there. One day I'm going to tell my testimony. I've been there. I've been down and out, busted, disgusted, and it looked like I had it all together. But the joy that I have, the world didn't give, and the world can't take it away. It's that unspeakable joy, that joy that brings no sorrow. So, Father God, right now, just speak to your people. Speak to your people right now. And if there's someone on the call that wants to get in touch with Pastor Eve or, you know, further things or, you know, whatever, Lord God, just have them just do it. Just step out. Just take that first step. God is already right there. You know, you've been saying, I'm waiting on God. God is waiting on you right now. Now is your time. You might not have tomorrow. You might not wake up tomorrow. You might not get next week. But now is your time. So in Jesus' mighty name, as we go, Father God, tonight, Father God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God, for this night, Lord God, and for these precious people that just cover me, Father God, and that we're all just part of this awesome network, Father God. So in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and declare that it is done. No worries, no stress. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at provoke2000now.com to make all financial donations. provoke2000now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.